Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, B'chai Reis Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amed Beis, 13 lines down, with the word Shimon Barba. Shimon Barba b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Zehu shu leichesh noisen shemen l'agabei roishoi, v'leichesh uvad shu leyiten b'yad ele b'kli yishetzi. Shimon Barba, quoting Rabbi Chanina, says that it's permitted to recite an incantation on a wound on Shabbos since it's considered healing on Shabbos. For it to be permitted, he should pour oil from a utensil and recite it, but he may not apply it with his hand. Rabbi Yaakov Idi, Rabbi Yochan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, noisen ben b'yad ben b'kli, Rabbi Yaakov Idi, and Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that he may even apply it with his hand. Ma ben yehoin, mi isa, mandama noisen ben b'yad ben b'kli, mo'osu, mandama noisen shemen al-gabei roishoi, v'leichesh, which is a be'enoi mo'os. What's the basis of their dispute? If pouring on his head from a utensil is disgusting, the one who permitted applying oil with his hand did so, otherwise he would refrain from using oil, since he views pouring on the head as disgusting. The one who required pouring rather than applying with the hand says it's not disgusting, so it must be done in this unusual way to avoid uvdin dechol, which is weekday activity. Am Rav Yonah, Ma'aseh Sheni Ben Yehoin, Man D'Amar Noisen Ben B'Yad Ben B'Kli, Ma'aseh Sheni Oser, Man D'Amar Noisen Shemen Al Gabi Roshoi, V'Loichesh, Ma'aseh Sheni Mutar. Rav Yonah points out a second difference, Ma'aseh Sheni. The one who permitted it by hand or utensil on Shabbos is not concerned that one may do the same with Ma'aseh Sheni oil, where it's prohibited. The one who only permitted pouring from a utensil is concerned about people permitting rubbing Ma'aseh Sheni oil by hand. Am Rav Yosi V'chi Kol Shu Mutar B'Shabbos Mutar Ma'aseh Sheni, V'chol Shu Sha'asa B'Shabbos Asa Ma'aseh Sheni. Rav Yosi asks, is everything that's permitted on Shabbos also permitted with Ma'aseh Sheni, and everything that's prohibited on Shabbos is also prohibited with Ma'aseh Sheni? V'atani Madiche Hi Isha B'Nar B'Yayin Rav Hazeya B'Truma Asa. The Baisa teaches a woman may wash her dirty son with wine on Shabbos, but she may not use Truma oil, Truma wine. He Truma, he Ma'aseh Sheni, and Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni are the same, which shows that Shabbos and Ma'aseh Sheni can be different. So why then may one not recite an incantation on a wound after applying oils by hand? In order to avoid doing weekday activities on Shabbos, which we said is known as Uvdin Dechol. The Mishnah taught that if fish was cooked with Ma'aseh Sheni turnips and they increased in value, they are redeemed according to the proportion of turnips. And Rabbi Hoshea, Rabbi Yehudahi, the Taninan, Rabbi Yehuda Mate, the Sachna, Sheinoi, Ela Litol, Es Hazorama. Rabbi Hoshea said that this was said by Rabbi Yehuda, as the Mishnah in Trumois says that Rabbi Yehuda permits pickling fish if an uncut onion of Truma had been left inside it and then removed, since the onion was only to absorb the bad fish flavor. Rabban the Kissin, Bayin, Vahada Am Rabbi Yavor, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, Kale Suim, Mesharin, Kiloi Betzel, Kiloi Kafloit, Delik Rabbi Yehuda. Moid Rabbi Yehuda, Bebetzel Shal Hektish, Moid Rabbi Yehuda, Bebetzel Shal Avodazar. Rabban of Kissin asked a question that Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that for all prohibitions, we evaluate as if the prohibited item is an onion or a turnip. And this is unlike Rabbi Yehuda, as he says that an onion does not give any flavor to the fish. Rabbi Yehuda agrees about an onion of Hektish and an onion of idolatry. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah taught that if one added honey and spices to Ma'aseh wine outside Yerushalayim and it increased in value, it's redeemed according to the proportion of wine. It says Rabbi Yochanan that wherever the food has increased in volume on account of the chulin, the appreciation is calculated proportionally. Wherever there was no increase, the appreciation is awarded to the Ma'aseh Sheni. Rav Shimon Lokish Omar, Kol Shetam Shvochei Nikar, Hashevach Lefi Cheshbon, Kol Shein Tam Shvochei Nikar, Hashevach Lesheni. Shimon Lokish said that wherever the improved taste is recognizable, the appreciation is calculated proportionally. Wherever the improved taste is not recognizable, the appreciation is awarded to the Ma'aseh Sheni. Masnisa Pliga al Rav Shimon Lokish, it should say, Isa Shal Ma'aseh Sheni, Shafie Pas Veshpicha, Hashevach Lesheni. We have a question against Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish that a dough of Ma'aseh Sheni that was baked into bread, its appreciation is awarded to the Ma'aseh Sheni. Patala b'shein tam shvachoi nika. The answer is there, its improved taste was not recognizable. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan, dogam shenispashlu ima kaflutois shal Ma'aseh Sheni ve'shpichoi hashevach lefi cheshbon. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan that if fish was cooked with leeks of Ma'aseh Sheni and it appreciated in value, the appreciation is calculated proportionally. Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Hoshea, Tipata b'Shebishal Shnehen Ka'achas. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, answered that the fish and the leeks were cooked and then left together, meaning that the volume increased on account of the fish. Rabbi Yoni b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, boy, hage atzmacha shebisho ze b'fnei atzmai v'ze b'fnei atzmai, ve'irvam klum yesh bedogim latam kaflutois v'kaflutois latam dogim.
Rabbi Yoni, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, asked the question. Think about it, if each was cooked separately, and they were then mixed to exchange flavor and were then later separated, the leeks only added mere flavor to the fish and vice versa, but they didn't increase each other's volume, so the appreciation should be awarded to Masa Sheni. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'isha Shishala, Mechabelta, Tavlin, Umayim, Umelach, Lisasa, Ore Eiluku, Aglishtehem. The Gemara asked the question against Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah. If a woman borrowed from her friend spices, water, and salt for her dough, the dough follows the legs of both of them in terms of Tuchum Shabbos, going a certain distance out of a town, and the dough may only be taken to where both women may go. Here, there was no increase in volume from the salt, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, the tchum should follow only the borrower's legs. Amr b'abat tchumim, osu l'milas adin, teid l'choshu ken, v'taman amrin b'shem rechista, v'le adinan im min shmur, im min masnitha, avil eitzim, savrinan meima, eitzim im bahem mamash. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Abba says that tchum Shabbos follows the laws of ownership. This can be proven from that which they say in Bavel, in the name of Rechista, who either quoted from a tradition or from a Baisa, the Tchum limitations apply even to wood, even though the wood contributes nothing of any substance to the dough. Masisa Pliga, Alo Bishim Ben Lokish, Tavshel Shem Asa Sheni, Shetivloi, the Tavlin Shechulin, Asherach Lasheni. A question against the Bishim Ben Lokish comes from the Tosefta. If a dish of Masa Sheni was flavored with spices of Chulin, the appreciation is awarded to the Masa Sheni, even though the spices gave a recognizable improvement to the flavor. The case is when the improvement of the spices was not recognizable. And the Gemara asks another question. The end of the same Tosefta says that a dish of chulin that was flavored with spices of Masa Sheni, the spices aren't annulled and must be redeemed proportionally to the dish, even though they didn't increase the volume. This is the question against the Yochanan. Adatu Rabbi Yochanan, Vahu Shehei Sham Hoise Mida. The Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he added a lot of spices that did increase the volume. Adatu Shimon Lokish, Vahu Shehei Tam Shvachai Neka. And according to Shimon Lokish, their flavor was recognizable.